anyone not understanding what they are doing. Animals like not knowing language, the Sanskrit, but there is still the sound good coming in their ear. What will be the effect? Or no effect?
Some effect, but not as much.
What effect will be there? What effect will be? It is not knowing long term, but when the sound is coming, then what effect will be there? No effect?
I don't know.
What do you know?
Not too much.
In this life?
What impressions will be there? What impressions will be there?
What impression?
Good impression.
Good impression.
Security wrong.
Some lobha, some greed.
That sounds
good. Then what will happen? 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 Mahaprabhu asked Saridas Thakur that this immovable entity, how they can develop in Krishna consciousness. Saridas Thakur is replying, Prabhu, you manage for Sankirtan loudly. They could not chant, they could not speak, but if they hear, they will get liberated from the cycle of birth and death, and they will be devotee one day, very soon.
And if they are not hearing, and you are doing here, any effect more? It will affect you are doing, and those who are hearing and understanding, and those who are not understanding, like plants, creepers. But there is some effect if they are hearing. But if anyone is not hearing, then what? Any effect or not? What?
Well, you said before that if one is doing bhajan purely, then just by the influence of their bhajan, the purity of their bhajan, the vibrations go throughout the whole world.
How?
I don't know.
Any example?
Yes. Like when we throw stone in water, it becomes
true. So what? What becomes?
Then the waves, they become bigger and bigger. So they end up so also when
sometimes
when pure harikatha is broken, pure bhajan is done, the ether becomes purified. Also, if you circle of an infant agarbatti, then the fragrance will be everywhere.
Very good.
So, if we can give any agarbatti fire, and if a smoke going everywhere, up to that space, it does purification. But that example, that we, any stone is given, thrown in ocean, Pacific Ocean, some waves will be created.
so many. And where they will go? To the last end of whole world by ether, more powerful than ether. Wealth will be created and go whole world, everywhere, purifying them. So you are doing kirtan here, but in air, in ether, it sprays upon the whole, it will touch the last end of the world. So it will purify whole thing. That like a water is dirty, and we put some anything to clear. So all are doing so many nonsense thing in world. They are quarreling, they are talking, they are doing so many nonsense. So whole what atmosphere is, it is so much polluted that if you will go anywhere, you will see like Ajamil. Yes, everywhere in the world, talking so nonsense things. Singing so many bad songs. It pollutes whole atmosphere. But by kirtan, it subsides. Whether anyone hearing, not hearing. If any hearing, more effect. If they are understanding, more effect. If they are devotees, more effect. And who is doing, more effect. Hearing, chanting, remembering.
What if a neophyte devotee who is chanting, what kind of effect does that have?
If anyone very powerful, highest class of devotee is chanting, doing kirtan, for neophyte, it will add more sabda.
I mean, if a neophyte is chanted.
Oh, it will be some, according to his stage.
But he can't spread the ripples around the world.
Because his heart is so dirty. Not so much, but little.
So he helps himself then.
Yes, himself also, to also something. If a stone will be so weak, it will create some
bigger wave.
Wave. Very bigger, stronger. And if you spell a butterfly's
wing,
then it will, how much it will create? Butterfly wing, you know? Like that. Example is okay?
Divine Krishna Prabhu said that even animals get liberated even if they don't know what they're hearing.
Yes, that's what I told you.
But when do they get liberated? After many, many births?
Liberated means there are so many meanings. What meaning? Being in this world, if our worldly desires are going removed, this is also liberation. If problems are solved and with no need of anything, then it is also a kind of liberation. And when our anarth goes away and we are attracted to name and Krishna, then it is more liberation. And when we will give up this body, no birth, no death, then it is also a liberation, and after that he will be a devotee in a highest human shape anywhere, and he will chant.
But what kind of liberation is Haridas Thakur talking about with the immovable keys and things?
He will have chance.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have to have a strong belief on this. I gave some examples, very, very simple example. Like bullock cart, motor, and all other.
Hot water.
Huh?
Hot water.
Yes, hot water. Sai Baba. Here Sai Baba influences something.
But for those of us who are trying to go higher, it would be important that we learn these Sanskrit meanings of the words so that when we sing them.
You know the meaning of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. No, nothing to know. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, what is the meaning? More?
He is Krishna.
More? More?
he's
so much to learn. This name is actually conjugal love. Those who are Uttam Adhikari, they will hear, they will emerge in Krishna Prem. Anandambodhi Vardhate Premam Svadhanam. This is Krishna name. Understand?
No. How is Sri Krishna Chaitanya representing Jugal?
Yes.
How?
Because Krishna has taken highest mood of Radhika. What highest?
Madan,
Modan, everything. Highest mode of Mahabhava, Adirudh and more than that. Where Srimati Radhika, being with Krishna, and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And with not Krishna, with not there is Krishna? Oh, with Tamal Singh, oh, where you were? Laughing, embracing, kissing. So becoming so pleased, happy and smiling. Sometimes from tree he does man. So the highest. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to test all these things. And Nityananda Prabhu? Baldev Prabhu, Anand Manjari, and so many things. Gadadhar Pandit himself, Srimati Radhika, watching Krishna and taking test of Krishna, how he is playing my role. And Shivas, Narada, and all other persons, they should bestow their mercy on me that I can realize all these facts and serve Radha Krishna Kanyuga. Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Kriya Yoga. Very little outline, I am good. If there are two things are more than that, 1, 2, 3, 4, likewise, then we need to join them. Like a room or house has been built by so many lakhs and lakhs bricks, each other, anyhow, they are connected with each other. So if there are two things or more things, for connecting them, this yog kriya is. Yog means to join.
Okay, Diferentes partes
are kriya yog. There are no so many things.
En Hatha Yogi Kriya Yoga hay muchas cosas.
Only myself is there. And myself also, no shape, no attribution, no quality, nothing is there.
En ello no había nada, nada, ni cualidades, ni atributos, ni nada había dentro de él.
Then, what is to join? So there should not be any joke.
¿Qué es lo que hay allí y dónde? Okay, si no hay cualidades, si no hay nada en realidad, ¿qué se puede unir con ese yo?
There are two stones. Piece of stones are two bricks. We can blend them by mud. Mud, you know? By cement.
Mm-hmm.
Are more powerful anything that joining will go for so long time.
Mm-hmm.
But forever they will not be able to tie them. At least after 5,000, 10,000 years they will be separated.
Okay, puede haber tipo
two things we should know. One is myself, another you, he. In this world, all they can be unite, or they can be what?
Connected
by self gain. If I have to gain from you, and he has to gain something, then we will be connected. By that worldly attachment.
Hay una o dos cosas.
But after death, you will be separated.
Si tú te apegas de una o otra persona, al final vas a ser separado.
But there is a thing, love and affection, without self-interest. If we can use this thing, then this love and affection can connect also the personality of Godhead, supreme personality of Godhead also, and we together with love and affection. A dog can be connected with us by some love and affection. If there is no affection between husband and wife, they will be separate soon. No? So, in Gita, in everywhere, it has told that to connect the soul with supreme soul, that is Krishna or Godhead, love and affection is the thing we can connect them eternally and transcendentally, and that never will be
broken.
No?
Okay.
So this is very easy method, bhakti yoga. By this bhakti yoga, we can be connected with whole world, all entity, and also to Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. But someone thinks that by Hatha Yoga we can be above all miseries, our body will be sound, our mind will be sound, and we will cross the all kinds of miseries, sorrows and suffering. But there are no two things to connect.
Okay.
And here, Hatha Yoga means my mind is so, what, chanchal?
Flickering.
Always going here, there. and thus we become so worried. So control mind, we accept Hatha Yoga in India, that my tongue wants some very sweet thing, but I will not take it. My mind is going here and there, make a point on the wall, or you should think here, your eyes should be like here. I'm not going here, but any sound will come, at once it will go away. So it is so weak, because there is no another thing that our mind should be attached to there. If you are thinking God with lovely affection, with love and affection, then mind will be easily controlled. By Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, mind will go there forever. But by Hatha Yoga, there is no another thing that we can connect. Only that I should have a dot here or here, we will think like this. But any little sound will come and it will be again going here and there. If a dog will come and bark, Hatha Yoga will go away. If you have thirst, if you are hungry, at once Hatha Yoga will go on. My mind is not going to any point, but I am trying it forcibly. I have so much requiring water, but I will not take. Then you will die by Hatha Yoga.
Okay.
So sound by Hatha Yoga, by like this, by Dim Dosh, by like this. By this, if you are making your body so sound, but a more strong person will come and smash you, and then you can die at once. Bound to come. And death is also bound. It will come. So we should try to do some vyayam, that is some yoga for this, but not absorbing that. We should try to join our soul with Krishna, and then we will forever cross the endless ocean of birth and death, suffering and sorrow, and forever eternally will be happy.
Porque por más que
try to make our body healthy, but you should try to gain prema, by which we connect to everyone and also to Krishna. It is good method. It is called Bhakti Yoga. In Gita it has been taught.
Como es.
Understanding something?
¿Entiendes algo?
Sí, yo entiendo. Yo entiendo. Yo sé que si la Prabhupada Hare
Krishna. Sí, understand. But in the past, his speech in the Hare Krishna movement, he teach her, she learned Hatha Yoga. And for this, for follow this devotee, she learned all about this. Because she come for Krishna. He came for Krishna in the past.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Chanting, remembering Krishna.
Nunca te olvides de cantar entonces y recordar a Krishna.
It will help so much.
Te ayudará muchísimo.
I know there are so many Hatha Yogis in India, they became mad at the age of 80, doing practicing so much Hatha Yoga. When they became mad, they came to me, that helped me, that I should, I should be relieved from madness. My heartly blessings to you.
Pura vida.
Mangalam bhavatu. In India, mangalam bhavatu. They can help.
Strong.
De otra.
And devotee.
And Guru Krav Prabhu.
Yes. And we talked about half an hour. And I was telling him that many times something through me comes and to help people, but kind people. But to my closest people, I'm not able to help. And he said the word for tracing. I said, yes, that's the word. Many times I feel for tracing because it's not that I decide that this person or the other person is going to help. Something will come to help, but not to the one I want to help.
What?
He wants to help the ones who are close to her, who she loves, but she cannot. But then sometimes she can help others who she doesn't know even more easily. But she feels some frustration there. Why it is that I can help those people but not the ones that I really want to help?
It is due to past impressions. It is due to past birth impression.
Previous life.
Like, for example, from birth anyone becomes blind. By birth anyone comes in a very rich family, anyone comes in very low class of family, anyone so healthy, anyone so weak, anyone dies in childhood, anyone at the age of 140 years after that death comes. Why these differences are there? Understand? You can make him. Oh, you can in his language.
Okay.
I'm saying by past time, past birth impression, you have some relation with any special soul. So now you want to help others, but by magically, by another
arrangement,
you are bound to help others. So it is due to only past time, past impression. But in our whole action, we know that we want to do something, but we fail to do this. And another thing, easily it is done. Automatically it is done. So all these are something related to that. What?
She was saying, very depressed. She was very depressed, and I can't help her. It's easy for me to go sometimes to, let's see, if you are in a problem, I feel something in myself, and I go beside you to help you, and but it's not me, it's like something for me. With my daughter,
I think, and I want. That is the thing. But you can help, even.
Okay, that's what I want to know. How I can help?
There are so many kinds of help. Something like money, like love and affection, like by bodily health, by mindly help. There are four kinds of help. A boy is in your womb. How you help him? How you help? But you help. Not knowing yet you are helping. If you are not taking anything, it goes automatically to the child.
Your mom, if you eat anything, your baby.
If you are here and your daughter is 1,000 miles away from you, you cannot go bodily, but you can remember her. Oh, I want to love. Even she is in suffering, you can think that, oh God, save her. Oh God, be merciful to her. And at once she will realize that anything is coming from my mother or anywhere. And she will be helped there. And she will certainly have your mercy there. Understand? If you are here thinking, my child, my daughter, she is in suffering. Oh God, save her. You should help her. Be merciful to her. At once there, 1,000 miles from here, she will feel this, that I am now recovering. I am going out of all this suffering. She will realize. So you can help her, if not bodily, then you can help her by mind, by heart. This is more thing. If you are giving your heart to her, then you are giving everything to her. And she will receive. Praying, Krishna can, or God can bestow his mercy to her. And this is a very good help, better kind of help. More than money, more than anything. What help you want to do to your daughters? What help? What kind of help? What kind of help she want to render to that? To her daughter.
इनकी बेटी कभी कभी बहुत ज्यादा उदास हो जाती है, जैसे कल उसका मन खराब हो गया, रोती रही रात भर, तो ये कह रही मैं कैसे उसकी मदद करूँ, उसका मन खराब कहीं काम से मन खराब हो जाए, उदास हो जाए.
Then you can tell her that you should remember God and He will give you everything for which you are becoming sad. Oh, what child, my I am keeping my hand on you. I will help you in all respects. And thus she will be yours. Sad. And why she be? No, first and then you can do anything.
Básicamente lo que él está explicando es que usted, mientras más se acerque usted a Dios, esa es la mejor manera en que la puede ayudar. Entonces usted estando cerca.
There is connection. Also, that sadness comes due to her past activities and new activities. There, if she wants to involve in that activities, you cannot help so much. Stage, she is quarreling with his husband always, and his husband is not helpful for her. Then she will be bound to be sad. So, in this stage, what help can you render? Only praying to God.
bosque que se llama así, lo tiene que hacerlo con, aunque todo sea
your hospitality, your Vaishnavata and humbleness.
I feel very well yesterday when I see everybody was happy.
Yes, all were happy. All Vaishnava and Vaishnava were so happy. I was also feeling so much. This Swamiji wanted, really.
Can
you hear me? This Swami wanted,
yes.
I want to make sure I understand. I never speak English.
You never speak English,
Swami. Oh. No heart. We will talk with eyes and heart.
Yes.
Heart never requires any
language.
You will do like this and all. You will talk by this thing. We should go to class now. Give him any asana to see.
To Vrindavan. But I told him, advise him, if you're going to Vrindavan to study books, it's much better if you're going to learning from the person who really knows Bhagavad book. That person has to be Bhagavad person.
Only going to Vrindavan will not do. Will not. We'll have to hear from him.
Advanced.
You are happy to hear our classes?
Yes, Maharaj.
New things some coming?
Yes. Very nice. Very nice.
Because he and Uban Maharaj, they were going to Colombia.
Colombia.
Yes.
Today.
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 Today,
Maharaj.
Colombia.
Today. Today going to Colombia.
You are also going?
When is going?
Argentina.
No, from Colombia.
Yes. Yes.
From Colombia.
Yes. Are
you
going also to Colombia?
Who?
Yeah.
One day.
One day.
Yeah.
Only one day.
No, no. One in the future.
In future.
Tarpore.
Argentina, he is explaining it's very difficult to preach because they eat so
eat
much meat.
Echaron los devotos fuera, frontera, fuera.
76, that Paramadvaita is there, prachar, Argentina.
Bolivia también, el policía sacó los devotos en la frontera.
Colombia.
Colombia is very auspicious, very violent. A lot of violence, but
droga,
also
droga, mucha droga,
drug,
mucha violencia.
Cocaine intoxication. But very good for prachar. People very humble.
You should go and
Next year I él le gustaría ir, si ustedes, they are the main sannyasis that of, if you make an arrangement, si hacen un arreglo, él va a Colombia el año entrante. Tony, please, come, just, if you want to prepare to learning, come tonight again, to continue.
Will you come?
He say, yes, I have to speak with him, maybe.
From Australia, you can fly across to Argentina, next continent.
Oh.
You go across.
Nearer to Australia.
Well, it's far, but you can fly across from Australia to Argentina, and then you can go to South America and save a lot of time.
Final es el continente Brasil. Final del continente.
Be arranged for your next tour, if you like.
Yes. To Argentina.
Yes.
I have this descendants there. That's Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah.
And
Bali is here?
And this is Bali. Bali means Bali was the brother of Sugriva. Monkey.
Yeah.
Brother of Sugriva. He used to do astrology there.
In Bali here. Bali is here.
Bali.
Oh, in Bali.
Bali.
But here they have Bolivia.
There are so many things.
Yes.
Bolivia.
I like
Bali.
Yeah.
You like Bali?
Like Indian people. Yeah.
Ah. Maharaj, here, not far from here, only 30 minutes.
Huh?
30 minutes from here.
By your
down.
Car? Your car?
What?
No, yes. Don't harm.
What?
The is the Indian villages exactly.
Indian villages.
Yeah.
Look like
a mango.
But they're not Indian.
Look like a mango.
No.
Not like a mango.
But very near from here, flying, is near Venezuela and Colombia, is very large community of Indian Trinidad Tobago, and in the village people were Doti. In the village Trinidad Tobago, Suriname, Guyana. Many large Indian, they speak Hindi in the villages.
In Guyana. They have come from India.
Of course, they come from
Suriname.
Suriname.
In Trinidad.
Trinidad Tobago.
Trinidad.
Yes, yes.
They, in the village, they speak Swahili and Hindi.
We can go to Suriname. It is next to Colombia.
Next to Colombia and Venezuela.
Suriname. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, go.
Ayo Radhe.
Jai Jai Ujjala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sar.
Brings all knowledge to the intimate pastime.
Ujjwala rasa.
Rasa
means? Jai Jai Ujjwala rasa sarva rasa sar. What is the meaning? You?
All glory to the tangible realm, which all rasas are contained in.
You? Who knows?
Maya.
You? You say, or not, you.
The most brilliant conjugal pastimes are both them that it's the essence of all rasa.
But Ujjwala rasa? Yes.
Para que ya va a ver ya. Por
interpretar. It is okay.
All glory to the Ujjwala Rasa, which Krishna himself could not
understand the love of Radharani, which is so great, that without taking her love and her love and her own complexion, he could not understand. So he came and took
Parthiya.
Malik.
And all the gopis' mood was like this. And it is not found anywhere else except Braja. In Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura, Ayodhya, anywhere. It is only, it can be tested in Vrindavan. Parakiya Bhava. What is the meaning of Parakiya?
Parakiya means that you see Krishna as your beloved, that you're not married to him. And therefore, your love is not like the queens in Dwarka. Their love is bound because Krishna's their husband. He provides them food, clothing, shelter, everything. So if they're doing man, then immediately if Krishna becomes angry and threatens to throw them out of the kingdom, they're...
What is the meaning of husband?
That you're married to him by Vedic.
Yes,
Krishna.
Yeah. By Vedic? Months keeping fire, Brahmins, father, mother, and all relatives
as evidence.
As evidence. So, oh fire, you are demigod. Father, mother, Brahmins, and all the relatives, you should see that he is married to her. And their relation is for whole life.